This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Lynn English boys basketball coach Antonio Anderson. Coach Anderson, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good. Well, here you are back at the North final game against Lowell. And I guess tell us a little bit about, obviously the team was functioning well earlier this week. You guys put 110 points on the board.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been playing well. I think every round we've gotten better, especially defensively. And, you know, we just want to keep improving. You know, we know Lowell's a good team, and, you know, it's going to be a big task. But at the same time, you know, it's two heavyweights going at it. It should be a good one.
It sounds like you have a little more height than they do, but they have a lot of balance on the outside, on the perimeter.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we have size. They got guards, but we do as well. So, like I said, it'd be a good matchup. We've seen each other a little bit in the summer league and things like that. But, you know, now that I can coach and Bobby can coach, it's totally different. The summer. Summer's just kind of like pickup and things like that. No plays or anything. But it's been good, man. I think at the end of the day, both teams are trying to get a state title. You know, so it'll be a war.
Yeah, I think you guys must know each other pretty well at this point, I'm thinking right now, going into Saturday night's North Championship game. Coach, as you look at your team this year, I mean, you don't always have the toughest opponents night in and night out. But yet at this point, it sounds like, looks like you're on the upswing and playing good basketball, as you kind of noted of late.
I just tell them we got to worry about us. You know, you can't worry about who your opponents are. You just got to play the game. And I think if we worry about ourselves and get better as a team, the rest takes care of itself. And I give my team credit for not overlooking anyone and just coming out and competing regardless of who they play. And that's been the case for us.
Tell us about how you've put the pieces together for this year. The parts have come together, because even though you're defending champs, you do have some returning players. You do have to put it all back together again.
Oh yeah, always. You know, you win a championship last year in March. You don't get back together for another 8-9 months. It's tough. So you got to really kind of get guys back in the groove of the offensive things and kind of get over that hangover from last year a little bit. But guys have been well, man. You got Jack, Jonell, and Mason, who started last year, who all came back and have been great leaders for us and kind of picked up the pace from day one and kind of they kind of put that puzzle together. Helped me a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as far as playing together, I guess tell me about that piece, how the team has – what has come together as far as the team playing together?
You know, they have fun. They love each other off the court, and that makes it easier to transition on the court. And, you know, they have a good time. You know, they know I'm on them. But they push each other. They hold each other accountable, and they feed off one another. If one guy got it going, we're never unselfish. That guy gets the ball. Guys are double team, they kick it out. So, you know, they know how to play off one another, and the guys who come off the bench feed into the same way. So it's just been, we've been gelling very well, man. And I give credit to the guys who came back last year and kind of hold that stable while they're on the floor.
And to your point, as a last question to you, Antonio, it seems like when you're in a tough game, you don't know ahead of time who it is that's going to come through for you to deliver the win this year.
Oh, no, you never know. You know, we've had played 23 games so far, and we had seven, eight guys lead us in scoring. So, you know, you never know. So we can be very dangerous on the offensive end, and we got guys who come off the bench and put up big points as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's a blessing to have that. You know, you have guys who come off your bench who could probably start at other schools, but they do their role here, and they do it well. And I think that's why we're successful.
Coach, anything else to share with us about the basketball team going into the game?
Just know I love them. I love every single one of them, 1 through 15. They all come every day to give it their all, man. I couldn't ask for a better group of guys.
Right. Antonio, good talking with you, and good luck Saturday night.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Antonio Anderson, head basketball coach, Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.